Well, Rabbis, we're holding already about over 50 years from the Estalkes of the Rosh Hashanah. We do see that the big things that he planted in Klal Yisrael are still going on and on and on. I've just been heard from the South. So this is not something of the past, it's actually something of the Hazar and something of the future. The things that he planted. When he left the world, it was all basically a grassroots operation. There was a small yeshiva right here in Lakewood. There was a small network of Chinuch Atzmai. There were other things that he was involved with that he planted and he left. And then we are there to watch the Tzira and watch the Asif and watch it. Just these kaychas just keep on going and going because Shayna Hefsi. So if we want to try to tap in on some level to the Sheirish and to the heartbeat of such a kayach that was such a mayan Shayna Hefsi, that the pulose of this tzaddik has such a kayach, what gives it that phenomenal strength? That just holding from his rabbim yom yom. We all are enjoying the fruits of his labor, being able to be zeichet to learn this bismanish gevaya. But tamidim b'shabachah asar v'sar, tamidim tamid gav, and tamidim tamid tamidav. So many yeshivas, and so many batei midrashim, and so much proliferation of the values. As a shtick of pleading a kayach, what was the heartbeat of that kayach? What was motzei b'him b'miyuchad? The klal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that tzaddikim who walked in him and omad v'shoslam b'chol dor v'dor. So there was something about the dor that he was planted in that needed b'zudah, his ideal and his madriga. If somebody is here, what's the Rosh Hashim about? You say Teira, Teira, Teira. But if he is here, what the Ramesh Feinstein is about, you'll say the same thing. If he is here, what the Ramesh Shalom Aliyashiv is about, you'll say the same thing. If he is here, what Rabbi Yankiv Kanievsky is about, you'll say the same thing. We have to try to tap in, and most Gedolei Yisrael have all the miles. So we have to tap into what was miyuchad and what came forth from them. All the Mekorov and all the Talmidim, what they got, obviously that for him is the Bemidik Gedusha. And that's his Bezinder Ha'or, and that was his Shlichus, and he was Nivcha for the door that he came into. And what is that, and how is it relevant to us on this day? If this is just history, this is not a history course. If this is it has paid him, it's also a haspid. Even if you be Shredish, we're talking after well over 50 years. This is his seiras, how we can stelp to it, how it's relevant to where we stand today, at this day in 2016, and in December 2016, how it's relevant to us. So let's start to be misbinding. I think that there is a story that the Talmidim gave over, and over there that happened, that we can try to be misbinding in the Maisa, and from there maybe see a shtibel shalish of what we're dealing with. Though there might be no telling them here, the Talmidim didn't give it over, they went something like this. That in that short time during the war, that Vilna was free from the communists and from the Germans. There was a short time. I believe it was in 1940. And Rabbi Chaim Meisel at that time encouraged all the yeshivas to come to there because it was free. It was given back to Lithuania. And that's where they'd be able to learn without Rediffus. But everybody knew that matzav is not going to last long. They knew that ultimately it's going to be conquered either by the Germans or by the communists. But there was time to plan your route of escape, how to get out of the inferno, and how to dodge the war. And that's when the Mir was in. The Mir made its way to Japan. Many yeshivas came. And among the yeshivas that came also came the Klatsky yeshiva. And they were not Mamish in Vilna. They were one of the small cities right around Vilna, and enjoying that freedom, knowing that the days are numbered, and every day is Hayuch and Miskarov to the end. So it happened on one Erev Shabbos, that three NKVD members stormed into the yeshiva and they made a raid. They busted open the office door and they found a guy by the name of Rebel Starobinov, if I'm not mistaken what his name was, which I don't think he made it out of the war. This Rebel Starobinov had the job of writing over the Roshiva Shiurim on a typewriter. So he had the keys to the office. There was the old type of typewriters with no word processors, and he would type over the shiur. So these three KVD members, they grab the sheets out of the machine and they look at it and they say, this is a code to destroy the Soviet Union. This is, you're spying for somebody, and these are the codes, because they couldn't read this. There was a sheet. So they left very strict orders that Rosh Hashiva must show up at the NKVD headquarters tonight, Friday night, 10 o'clock, he should show up over there. And the blood of all the Talmidim froze in their veins, because anybody who was summoned there on charges of espionage, Kemate used to be Mate Ishtay, because it was a death sentence. Shtay Bayu Mitzrayim Yitzel Harik Suli Chazal Eschusa. And they loved the Roshiva, and they were very upset about what's going to be. They were very nervous about it. Because the Roshiva was not very nervous. He was Ruyig, and he Kal Shabbos, and he Kisud with them. And then it came time to go, so all the Talmidim wanted to be malav to him, so he was afraid there would be a sakana for them also. So he went himself to the headquarters. He walked his way over there, and right when he comes in, they shine the lights at him and they start throwing these shoshes at him, hurling at him all the tainas and all the suspicions of this the espionage and the sheets of paper they have, which is the evidence. Because we have things that cannot be decoded. They're all throwing this at him, and the Shiva says, no, this is just the Shia said. This is the Shiva speaking about the Shiva. He starts saying over the Shiva, the biggest laughs. And they realize that maybe they do not have the right guy over here. He doesn't seem like the most likely candidate to be the leader of the revolution. And they see he's so excited and so arayutah. In the shiur, he starts saying over. So at one point they say to him, what's an intelligent man like you that has all these intelligent students at his college? What are you busy with this stuff for? What is this relevant in the modern world that's all about communism and all about this and all about that? What is this? What are you doing? What are you doing to the youth? What are you engaging yourself in? What are you taking so seriously? What is this? This is not relevant anymore. And you can imagine that the Roshiva was not comfortable hearing the Chira V'Gidov al Divrei Torah. Oyev Menayet Shimcha Gadol. And he wasn't going to be shaken. So he jumped out of his shiur and he started screaming that this is the Nitzri Sa'ilam, and this is Mekayim Kol Olam Kulam, and this is the Tachlis for everything else. Shtosim Alzvus, it's all Narashkeit. This is where it's at. It was a Shia and Hilchas Avodim. These halachas are more relevant than the Sayyid and Shaykh Shachayim from Kol Adam Kuri. And this is relevant to everything else. And they just saw how excited he was over his position. They just patted him with shalom, thinking that this is not the man we're looking for. He is not the leader of the revolution. And this, he's not spying. He's just carried away with the stuff. So he's Yotzel with shalom. Mibain Shinei. This was the order that the Talmidim gave over. Obviously, it was a big simcha when they came back. Very often in Gemara, you'll find that it says, that means that the Sanhedrin has to pass on the Maisa, was that Valerian for the Maisa, was that Mishtag for the Maisa, that's Derech HaChachomim, so my man, me not to break his line in Derech HaChachomim, Kefim, Yechotenu. That when the Roshiva got up and he screamed about the Nitzri Sateva, he showed those commissioners all the arsenal that he has to bring down communism. He did not hide it from them at all. It's that Avos HaTorah and that Emunah in Torah that came to America and planted Torah and yeshivas and Talmid Chachamim and Talmid Amidim and Marvigim and the Koyach HaKadosh that ultimately Tucker brought down the communists. He did not hide from them all his gewehr that he had. Every piece of ammunition he showed right there in the office. He was the prime suspect. He was the one who brought down communism. They had no appreciation of that, those values whatsoever. They had no idea what they were seeing. But he didn't hide it from them. He showed them exactly with what koyach we're going to be marbin doy makdusha. Heim ba'aschodein, heim ba'cholasa v'asa, heim ba'aschikadisha v'el tisrol with his Moses of Chachasmoy. How he's going to be marbin koyach makdusha to shut down this whole koyach atzom, this whole force of communism. And when I think about this, I often think about the Gemara in Gittin. That the Gemara says that the Keser Remi was charmed by Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh, and he said to him, any wish you ask me, I'll fulfill. And Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh asked for three things. Shoshil said Rabbi Gamliel, and he wanted some medicine for a tzaddik, and he wanted Yavne v'chachomer. Keser HaRoymi, he is coming here to be Machiv Yerushalayim, to be Seirah for Beis HaMikdash, and he's asking Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh, what wish do you have? And this is what Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh says. Imagine what the Keser HaRoymi is thinking. So Rabbi, you sure this is what you want? You want Yavne v'chachomer? What's Yavne? Is that a fortress city? What's that? Is that a port city? Is that a big center of commerce? You're talking about that old slum city with a dilapidated building that's going to house a few rabbis? That's what you need? Is that, you sure this is what you want? You sure this is what's going to save you? I can go against Yerushalayim, I can raise the Beis HaMikdash, everything. This is what you want? Okay, everybody, safe conduct for those old rabbis. Get them a bus straight. Sign. No, nobody interfere. You need some refuah for Reb Tzadok? The sick rabbi that you see how the food is going down his body. That's what's going on. Rabbi, is this what you sure this is what you want? Sure, no problem. Very happy to grant these bakashas. Shoshi said, Rabbi Gamliel, another couple of rabbis. This is what it's about. Sure, no problem. This is how the goyim look at it. They have no idea where the chayim of Klal Yisrael is. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh understood that the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael is telling the kimatei. It's totally in Yavne v'chachomer. He understood that. It's not totally in Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael is surviving 2,000 years without a Beis HaMikdash. They can't survive a minute without a Torah. And Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh understood it. The Keser HaRoymi has no appreciation for where the real Koyach of Klal Yisrael is. Where the real Chaim is, he has no understanding. He looks at you want some senior rabbis, some help, some safe conduct for them? Fine, no, that's not where it's at. Yerushalayim, the fortress is there, there's an army there, there's Bayanim there. That's a problem for us, but you're letting us have it. That's not the issue. They have no appreciation. Even Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh told him exactly what he wants. Essentially, what Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh was saying, that he wants the Gimel Ksorim Shenichteru Yisrael. Yisrael will nichter with Keser Torah, Keser Kehuna, Keser Malchus. Yavne v'chachomer was the Keser Torah. Reb Tzadok HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol. That was the Keser Kehuna. And Shushalisa, Shushilta, the Rabbi Gamliel, that was the Keser Malchus, the Zareh Shadov, the Bnei Barim Shalhul, Shalam Teir Abraham. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh has a whole different vision, a whole different value, and he sees that this is what's going to bring down. Right. This is what's going to build the Bayi Shlishi. If Kleisel could retain Keser Torah, Keser Kehuna, Keser Malchus. If we're going to save Yavne v'chachomer, says Zayin Bayi Shlishi. Don't worry. This is also Yisrael Manas Livnes. But if we're going to lose them, then we're finished. But the people he's talking to have no idea about this. This is a Rashi Alateira and Parshat B'chukreisai that Rashi says over there on the pasuk of V'rodu Bochem Sineichem. So Rashi, there's a chaymer in this Toichetho. V'rodu Bochem Sineichem, Bochem Umi Bochem. That the Sine Yisrael going to be Yiddish Sine Yisrael. So Rashi. K'shu'um Yisrael Elamad Meitzal Yisrael Eim Mevakshim El HaGoli. They only go for what's niggled to them. An army a fortress, a capital city. When Yisrael's come on Yisrael, Haim and Vakshim Hamatmonis, they know where the Yiddish Kayach is, so they go after that. Zograji is stating the colors of the Vavod Bochem Senechem, Bochem and Mibochem. But these mices with Rabbi Mizaki was not Bochem and Mibochem. These were the case of Raimi or the Kamadantan over there in the NKVD, the Mishrashan, where the heartbeat of Knesset Yisrael is. So you could easily fool them. You could show them all the gevurah that you have. The Rosh Yeshiva did exactly what Rabbi Ben Zake did. Ed Meken Zustam under the Deiris, he showed exactly what he's about. He showed them the Kayach that's going to bring down communism, just like Rabbi Ben Zake said that this is what's going to bring down Rome and build the Bayis Shlishi and Oyeshus Skenim and Skenis Bar Yishlah. So they have no appreciation and no understanding for it, and maybe they let it go. Abundant Rabbisim is burning Zan Abyssal Loch over here in this little Uvda. Medav Hashem, in this Uvda, that the Rosh Yeshiva was summoned to the NKVD headquarters, it's very likely that at that time in the Olam HaElyon, there was a Shas Din. What's going to be with Gantz America? What's going to be with all of us? Is he going to emerge the Torah? Is this Medina going to be able to produce such a thing? Is this or that Rabban had in his heart, this Amunah in the Keich HaTorah, is this going to be able to be planted on this soil here? And be Yisrael Peiris, 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 and Seifah Deiris? Or this or is that it's too good for B'nai Medina to be Mishtamish born and has to be Nignes, Lost Love, he has to be exiled to Siberia? Like it happened to many other daily Yisrael that were exiled to Sabiha Shemim Kim Doma Vavidim Al Kain and the Kain of Mazdama Vadech Hashof. It was a chance then to do it. What's going to be with this R? Is it going to be in the Gulag or going to be Nitzel and be able to come and plant the Torah here in America? Since the Rosh Kishtof in the Ilma Tachtin in this that he was summoned to the NKVD. And we don't understand that it was such a gewaltig getrug in the Ramel. The Malachim always mekatzik af a mensch, al yivra, sich wenn getrug im Afan Brie Sodom. Koshkin de Brie von Shai Lomas von dem Tzadik. Koshkin de Brie of every Benteire, was er geworden, a yidei. His or, that's a oilem moli mamish. The gewaltig getrug im, al yivra. Und mi yidei, that when the Rosh Yeshiva jumped up to be Mecharef de Mecharefi Hashem, and he screamed that the ones that will be Menayit Shmaya Godlam Mezalz in the Metzias HaTeira. Me Yidei, if that wasn't the Pchina V'achoyiz B'chkisi Kotchi V'haraz Olem Tshuva, and B'dem he was Zeichet to be Meir de Teira La'oretz HaZoyz. We don't have very big things happening in that little corner, in that little back hole. Adepshad is this, that he's gesprungen with such a kanoyis, not to be Shemeich HaPosei for the Metzias HaTeira, and be Shesek, but to tell them that all your things that you engage in is Shtusim from top to bottom. Like he said in Washington years later, he said that one Yiddish Nefesh is worth more than all the Shtelis in Washington. When he saw a certain Jew that had a role there, was afraid for his Shtelis, so he didn't want to stick up to save a Yid. The Rosh Yeshiva said it, he said it in Yiddish, the guy didn't know what he said. He is the turn to the translator. What did the rabbi say? The translator started toning it down. That Meirik had to tell him, as I wrote, that one nefesh achas Yisrael is bad. Maybe all the shtelos in Washington. And Rosh Yeshiva, he didn't speak English at that time that well, but he chapped that he was toning it down. He told no, tell me exactly what I said. This was the mahalach to stick up for the real values, to the nitzrius of Am Yisrael, the nitzrius ha'teira. And to believe in it with Amunah Shleima, that it's mamish rayel and mamish tangible. This was that kayak. This, it wasn't only the Avos HaTorah, it was the Amunah in Torah of being Peirik Mel of Oil Cheshbon Yisarabim, and then everything is going to work. He's going to make him a peich in the whole Medina. At that time, people only knew college education. maybe a little Torah study, maybe just to be a rabbi, I think it's me. I mean, to make my peches b'kayir de'amuna in the Messias Chaim Shel Torah. That Torah is not mugbil on any level, and there's no way to be magbil. It's called kuli Messias l'mayim ha'tev, and the whole oil ha'tev is mishubet to the Torah. These amunas were by him so alive and so real that could be it was then achuiz b'kisi kochi v'hazlan tshuva that made him roi to be meir the Torah aretz hazayis and yotzem b'bein shnei mechayim l'shalom, and he was matzeich in the din and done hell with that. Yotze, how do you know without any day in my notzach? Yotze, mi shekli zayin b'yodeh, that's how you know my notzach. We here, with all the other thousands and thousands of talmidim that are going la'ayrei, are the klei zayin b'yodeh of yudeya man notzach b'shas that din in the olam elyon. So said, ken zayin hazah ber of Torah in America, these talmid chachamim, these gedolei Yisrael, these manhigi Yisrael, these poskim says, ken zayin hazah ber, or it's just never going to be, it just can't be over here, it's not going to happen. We are the klei zayin of the Yotzmi Shikli Zayin B'yodei. It's Ken Zayin. There is another point that the Roshiva lived his life with that has a shaykhus, a big shaykhus to this. The Roshiva's eye was on any person he ever met, anybody, any person or any motzi, any dynam. Your value is how much you shaykh to Torah. That's what your value is. The more shaykh is, the more dumb you are in Torah, you exist. The less shaykh is, the less you exist. No shaykh is, you do not exist. And this bepashas is the sugyas ha-gemara in Abu Yazar, that based on the base, where the gemara zogt, that Lots of love, Yakush Borg, Menir, Sefer Torah, Bin Birkin, Vahim, Kol, Misha, Osak, Bozeh. Yukim, Nitzchi, Loi, Lema, Borg. Yukim, to be or not to be. The big issue, if you're better than my boy or not, is me sure I say, but then the women's will come and they climb and they say, yes, Avada. We make sure. But the Americans, sure, Avada. Call me Shri Yisrael. We were Isaac Potato. We helped. We helped by making Shvokim. We helped by making sure. But in Gemara is saying that that's the only hope and that's the only Pesach Tikveh to have to be layered by Rechai. Your shaykhus, your kiyam, your mitzias is totally what you make is batera. You have a person that's dovig batera because he's kivei itim. You have a person that's kivei dovig batera, even bigger madrega pasha because of his itarasim nosai. You have a person that's madrega rishbi and you have the pasha from Megillah. So you have less. You have somebody b'chal not leisi batera, but he supports you. He's a machzik yeshiva. You have somebody that's not even doing that, but he's building a gesha in the hope that it'll help somebody get from one yeshiva to another. These are all levels of existence based on your shaykhus teira, but there's only one issue. Do you exist, do you not exist? Means what is your shaykhus teira? This was an amunah chaya that was relevant and halach l'maisa and tangible to, by Moshe and by anybody who was in his maritza. And it's the Talmidim and the Mekorobim that are b'koyach, that chef are going weiter and weiter. And it's b'koyach koyachay that we have now shaykhus to it, whatever shaykhus we could have. We're talking about a door that was umgestelt decades after his p'tira, but the hashpah is going stronger and stronger, and every one of us has a shaykhus to be mechazik amuna in Torah. Amuna in how Torah is being mechaya mahava kol elam is kulam. How Torah is chiyusam va'irom v'chiyumam shal kol elam is kulam v'yom chayim v'yom chayim. I heard the shame of Shalom Shvadran that when he would learn the Gemara of ha'imim ha'hanolun rabbonon. Is a get of kfira. Ma hanal rabbanon, like, what are they doing for us? It's a mechachom. So he said, everybody's holding by ma hanal rabbanon. Everyone's that way. He said, gave him marshal. Imagine you would be the one that's your koyach and your gvura that's holding up the Verrazano Bridge. It wouldn't be anchored down to the bottom of the Atlantic. It would be your koyach and gvura that's holding up the whole bridge. So all those cars and trucks and buses that are rolling on both levels of the bridge are all Pashut Tali and you be Mekayim standing there holding. So Hayalal Adas that you would just walk away and take a coffee break in the middle and those hundreds of cars on both levels will plummet right into the sea. I mean, a person just manages the role, the critical role that he's doing he can't just turn his back on it. He can't even see a das for a second. Zokta Debus Isik Batayra. He's holding up just the Verzal. He's holding up the entire world. He's holding up the whole world as we know it. He's holding up Kol Olam Kula. The Olam Elyon he's holding up. Malach Elikim Olam V'Yodim Boy. The Ali of the Malach Elikim Atoli Boy. Da Ma Shlemayla Mimcha. I'm saying over here in the Pine Lodge. Ma Shlemayla Mimcha. The Olam Elyon is based on my Zimniot. So the pshat is that it's Isik V'Tayra, which that is Mamash Mechaya Kola B'Riya Kula Mikola Olam Elyon, all the way down to this world, to the Verzal included. And a guy can just be Messiah Das and just say, no, not for me. Just start battling in the middle. We're talking about a Batola was a Daf Nishmach, but I'm talking about a Tzeyach. It wouldn't be Shayach. If we could tap into Rosh Yeshiva's Emunah in the Messiah's Chayim Shal Tzeyach, and how it's Mahava, Machaya, Kola, and Kula, and all Hashpoy is Kola, and Kola, and Kula. I told you, Beheginene Boy, B'Tayra. And if there are 300 people learning and the 301st is not learning, that'll make a huge chilling in all the Ashpoyas. So then about that'll be Mechazik Ashpoyas. This is the time that we should try to tap into this and moon into it. And these Hasogas into it. And the belief in what we're doing and the erech of what somebody is doing. As he's called Shov and Shok. Called Rega. And hopefully that'll be a Valdik Aliyah for us. And that's how we'll be able to keep on going with Aliyah. Even if it's all these many years. Oh, no.